Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Standing on the corner at midnight, trying to get my courage up. There was this long, lovely dancer in a little club downtown. Loved to watch her do her stuff. Through the long, lonely night.
Great tune.
I love it.
It does bring me down.
It's been a while since I've had to play it, Shannon.
Body softly swaying.
My anger management has been truly down on Main Street. I need a coffee too, Harrington.
Thank you, Mikey.
Thank you, buddy. My anger management has been truly working. You know, there's been a few outbursts here and there, but nothing super crazy. I've been really tested the past few days.
What happened, buddy?
Well, I was getting my passport renewed. So if you've ever gone through the process of getting your passport renewed at the New York Passport Agency, it's a whole process. It's a whole to-do.
You didn't just mail the old one in?
No, I had to, full disclosure, I have to go, I'm doing a show with Bisping in Toronto on March 10th. But I was concerned that I wouldn't be able to get into Canada because I've had issues getting into Canada before.
Oh, we've had hilarious issues with you trying to get into Canada before.
So the way it works, without boring everyone on the details, if I go to Canada, I can get a work visa to do it. And I can mail all that in, get a lawyer. It's a whole fucking to-do. Or I could just go to Canada and do it at the border, right?
Yeah.
They could deny me. They likely won't. They could deny me.
Then you choke them out, and that's...
So what I did was I booked another show for Sunday night. This Sunday night, if you're listening live. Toronto, I'll be there live. One night only, February 17th. At the Underground Cafe?
Yeah.
Little weed spot?
Yeah.
Love that spot. So I booked a one. A lot of people are coming out already. I'm really impressed with the amount of people that are coming out on a fucking week's notice. But I booked this gig just to get into Canada, to get my visa, to make sure that I can do the big theater gig with Michael Bisping next month. Otherwise, we have to figure out, you know, another solution. He's going to have to get somebody to fill in.
More or less, you're a rainmaker.
I'm just saying.
That's what you are.
It was
you're
cheaper.
You're an operator.
I did the math on it. It was cheaper to buy the ticket to Canada, go to Canada, and do all of that than it was to hire a lawyer to set up the entire processing and go the 2 months of waiting to find out if I can get a visa. It was a whole to-do and pay expediting fees. So now, but look, I went to the passport agency yesterday. I went 2 days in a row. I had to go back, wait 3 hours, go back another day, wait three hours.
Wait, you waited 3 hours in that place?
2 days in a row.
Yeah, you should play the song again.
Yeah, it was a whole fucking to-do. So, and now we're starting the show late. Shane Gillis is supposed to be here.
Oh, there he is.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Did you have something else going?
Oh, and his
baby
hot girl's girlfriend.
Here.
Oh, and his hot
baby
girlfriend's
girl's here.
Here. Oh.
And she brought us a present. I love when he brings his hot girlfriend.
Yeah, he was getting his dick sucked.
He was getting his DS'd.
Justin Silver's here. Zach and Nico.
Hi, everybody.
I fucked up and didn't tell Zach we're doing an early show today. We have to do an early show because I'm editing my special after this. It's a whole to-do. So it's craziness.
That's your new word, to-do.
I've masturbated to your girlfriend and my girlfriend kissing each other on the lips. I fucked my girlfriend.
Shane, fresh haircut, fresh girlfriend.
Yeah, doggy. What up, baby boy? Grab a seat. Where does he want to go? Right here, right here. Right over here.
If you block left. Is he going to block my good angles? Hi, Shane. Can't
block. Justin, you've never looked better. When you sit next to Shane Gillis, you're
it's only like, you go down in that seat. You're not gonna be. You're not gonna.
My girlfriend also said Shane's hot for a not hot guy.
Thanks.
Yeah,
I think Shane's a good looking guy.
I've been getting that a lot lately.
Yeah, but that's what it is. You're very funny and you're confident. This what you know. Girls like that shit, dude.
Yeah.
Girls don't. They don't really get. They like. Justin, your insecurity shines through all of your.
No.
No matter how big.
My insecurity is fake.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Your insecurity.
No, it's not. Your insecurity.
It's not fake. He's so insecure. That's why his abs look that way, because he's insecure.
No, that's not. But I play into that. I play into
that. I'm not
that.
Saying
I
that
talk
you
very
don't
honestly.
Recognize
my insecurity
it.
Lands in different places. It doesn't land in that. It doesn't land in that area anymore.
Justin,
it doesn't.
You'll get
I play.
Fucked
I play into that.
We'll get fucked up together, and then you'll call me the next morning every time and be like,
"Oh, did I say
are we still friends?"
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, of course.
I definitely get like fuck. I definitely get nervous
that
I'll like embarrass myself or embarrass other people.
You're
that,
super
that's codependent.
Insecure.
I'm not super insecure.
Yeah,
I have
are.
Insecurities that I'm so open
Shannon,
and honest about.
Shannon, be honest with me about this. Third party, you have nothing, you have no vested interest in this. Mm-hmm. You know people pretty well. You sit as a producer, your job is to pull the strings, push the
she
buttons,
knows.
To
she...
look at your host inside and out. You know Justin very well.
Yeah.
Would you call Justin an insecure person?
Yes.
Really?
But because, wow. but it's one of those things where it's like there are parts of him that are like overly confident, but
yeah.
on then the other half is very insecure.
I kind of feel like I'm balanced in the middle with all that.
You're not balanced in the middle. You're an insecure motherfucker, and that's fine.
I don't feel that way.
Lewis, are you insecure? You
I'm super
insecure,
dog.
But
I'm
super,
insecure.
No, but everybody, I don't feel any more than you or any more than Shane. I feel like
yeah.
we're all like, everybody's like that.
The difference is me and Shane aren't going... There's security in the fact that we're insecure. You're going, what? I'm not
insecure. I just said I'm insecure, but not in that way.
Here, let me take my shirt off. Let me show everyone how secure
that's
I am.
That's not what I'm saying. I said, I talk about my insecurities on Neurotica. I talk about all that
Slow down, relax.
But no, here's what I'm saying. I don't think any more insecure than like the normal insecure person. I talk openly about all those insecurities.
Can
so
you stop
super
saying
insecure?
Insecure?
No, but what's super insecure?
You.
No, super insecure is somebody who
this,
doesn't have self-esteem.
The amount of words you've said is showing how insecure you are.
Shit, you're right.
A secure man does not need to just over-explain himself. A secure person would go, all right, I'm insecure, fuck you, dude.
I just
and
said
they move
it,
on.
I'm insecure.
That was the longest way of you saying you're insecure by saying I'm not insecure
but
a thousand times.
Super insecure to me is somebody who's like, they don't speak up for themselves, they're mousy, they feel like ashamed, they have like, that to me is super insecure. I feel like a reasonable amount of insecurity.
I think the
is
most
like,
insecure people are usually the most outspoken.
Not necessarily. If they're overcompensating.
You're doing the most talking in this room and clearly the most insecure.
See,
me and Lewis
are
play
fucking, this thing now.
Me and Lewis
and
are fucking
it's jacked. The morning.
Well, Harrington, I don't respect your opinion, but I'll let you chime in on this one. Look
yes,
at him.
Dude.
He's showing everyone.
Yeah, you've been looking good lately. I feel
you
like,
look great, dog.
Yeah, I feel like when we first met, you were
if
slightly
flabby. I'm
going
insecure. Flabby. I'm going slightly flabby. Please, you're talking about your cheeks.
It's weird how insecure
yeah.
you are because your body's
Why do
so great.
You have to
great.
Take it out
it's
on
so
me.
So great. It's because I'm insecure. Let's go. Whole show. Fuck this. Fastest rising show. Get a good angle, Shannon. Which with the lighting. You know what I want.
Look at that. Wow, dude. So what are you so fucking insecure about?
What is it? What do you think it is? What are you most insecure about?
You know what I used to be really insecure about? Height, and now I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would bother the fuck out of me.
But it doesn't bother me at all anymore.
How tall are you?
5'7", same as Vecchione. But it doesn't bother me at all.
So he has to,
he threw someone
another
else
dude
in? Yeah,
under the bus.
No.
Also, very easy to throw a short guy under the bus.
True.
They
no,
just
we're not,
run under.
I meant it because we're like, I meant it because we're
furious.
Podcast.
You ever
partners.
See like a squirrel just almost get hit by a bus and just run under it?
Yeah.
That's what Justin
I meant it
because
we're like podcast partners. That's why I say same as Vecchione. I try to like include him.
Of course you do.
I get insecure about my financial shit will make me like really nuts lately.
All right, well, that's reasonable.
Justin said to me twice today, I'm rich. Twice. The words, I'm rich.
Like Donald Trump.
It's psychotic. What we're dealing with is it's crazier. And when you call him on his insecurity, you watch him unravel. I don't even have to say
Are
anything.
You
All you have to do is poke that little thing, and he'll start taking his clothes off and start freaking out. He's losing his shit right now.
Losing my mind.
Yes. Look, he's pulling his fucking dick out. I think you can pull your dick out on camera here, by the way. People are... Show him your cock, dude. If you're going to do it.
Getting all the way naked in the studio.
Justin, if you don't do the show
and
naked...
And I'm standing up. I'll do the show naked.
You're a fag if you don't do the show completely naked. Get a towel.
Well, I'm not doing it. I'm in my underwear. It's the point of a towel.
That's not naked, doggy.
It's close enough. Let's go.
They want
to... I'll sit on Shane's lap like this.
I'd rather you didn't.
Shane's so secure, he wouldn't even give a fuck.
I am very secure, but your insecurity is toxic.
I
want to
see
dude.
How it's not toxic.
I don't want that fucking gay insecurity to rub off on me.
No disrespect, the fastest rising show on the Gas Digital Network. I just want to point that out.
Does insecurity, can you catch it through touching somebody's shit? Because
yeah.
I feel like
he
Justin's
just tried to rub
some,
it off on me.
Yeah, he's trying to rub his insecurity
all
on
right,
people.
Let me put my pants back on. Anyway, I don't want to make the show all about me. Canada, you were saying.
You're talking about Canada?
You're a fucking asshole.
You were late.
You're
Why?
A fucking asshole, doggy.
All right,
don't think because we're trashing Justin for his fucking disgusting insecurity, his overt, over-the-top insecurity that we will never, ever
Are you the same insecure as I am?
I'm more secure. I'm insecure. Yes, I'm probably as insecure as you, but because I can say that, just those words, it
But I say it all
secure.
The time. My joke, I talk about it in my act. I go, I'm vain and insecure. That's like, I open with that.
Can we rewind? Do we have a rewind feature yet?
I know the whole conversation we just had.
When can we get that working? Because I want to do an instant replay of Justin saying, I'm
not
insecure.
I didn't say, I said I'm not super insecure.
Oh, my God.
I'm not super insecure.
Look how hot your girlfriend is, Shane.
Yeah.
Look at her nipples poking out.
Whoa.
I told her not to wear that.
God damn it. Why'd you tell her not to wear it, piece of shit?
She never wears a bra, and she was like, going to wear that. And I was like,
I like
it. Oh, great. You get to, my friends get to see your nipples.
Let's see them.
No.
She's hot.
Definitely.
One night, Kim, my girlfriend, and we were all drunk.
We're talking about that now?
We could just say it happened. Who cares,
yeah, I don't
right?
care.
You don't give a shit?
No.
It wasn't that crazy. We're just fucking children.
I was like very, I was the one forcing that shit.
I currently think about it regularly.
Yeah, it's great.
What did they do?
We made them make out.
They didn't really make out.
We made them?
It was a little
yeah,
make out.
Me and Lewis really.
You don't want to use the word made them.
Yeah, no.
We raped our girlfriends.
Full force.
We raped each other's girlfriends.
We were like, if you guys don't do it, we're
This is making me insecure and nervous.
Rape swap.
Conversation. Yeah. Is she gonna walk by while I have my shirt off?
I would like to see it again. She's really hot.
Who cares? You guys can. Yeah. Do you guys want to run a fucking train on it?
Yeah. You're getting a little nervous.
That's what I do with the chicks. I'm not insecure. This is the whole team.
Who gives
get
a
this.
Shit, dog?
Really?
Yeah. Do you think I give a fuck about a bitch?
Put the N word at the
God
end of that
damn,
sentence if
dog.
if you're really strong.
You think I give a fuck, player? Player?
That's what security is right there, dude. He doesn't
secure?
Give a shit.
You gotta say the N word at
we
the
can
end.
All.
I would never say that.
I know you.
I'm too secure.
We could also all run a train on this girl right now, including Shannon. Shannon
yeah.
can start off the train. She
Whole
can be the
squad,
conductor.
Dog.
Shannon's in the train?
Shannon, can you say all aboard? Say it.
All aboard.
That's not the way you would say it to get on a train. Say it. Pretend you're trying to get everyone on the train. You're trying to get all the boys to mount the train. Go.
All aboard.
That's the way you get everyone on?
Can you hear this out there?
That was so non-confident. Shannon's insecure.
Can you hear this out there?
Shannon's insecure. Say it with confidence, Shannon.
Now, this is what he's doing. He's trying to call other people on his on insecurity now.
I want it level. I want everybody as fucked up as I am in the room, or then
it's
that makes me
happen.
Even feel nuts.
We're okay with it. Zach Amico's running late. It's my fault.
What
I
the
told
fuck?
Him, I told. I didn't tell him it was at 10 today. It was supposed to be 10. Justin
no one told
up at 10,
me it was
10. 10. Yeah, we told you it was 10.
Don't you dare, Shane.
See, that's the confidence I want with you all aboard. Go, Shannon.
I can't.
All aboard!
Yeah, it was just, I got fucked up last night. And 10 a.m. here is hard for me to get to.
It's worth it. Dude, we were supposed to do a morning show, an actual 10 a.m. show. Remember when that was the idea? And then everyone was like, nah, dude, why not 11? And I was like, fine.
Why not 11 p.m.?
Shannon texted me and was like, can you do 10? And I felt like such a fat piece of shit when I was sitting there like, man, that's early.
Yeah.
That's 10? Funny. Yeah, like at 10 a.m. I was like, I don't know if I can do that.
You can do it, dude.
I did it.
You get used to it. I do it 3 days a week now. You know, people are always like, Lewis, Jesus Christ, how do you do it?
How do you wake up at
10 hours?
How do you wake up at 9:30?
10
Is
hours
it your
a
job?
Week, 8 hours a week. You know, I can't even tell you. I'm a god, basically. I'm a god amongst men.
True.
It's making eye contact with your girlfriend while I say that.
Where really? Is she?
Playing with her nipples in the corner of the room.
I don't even see
How
her.
Dare you, dude?
What? But her and Kim kissed each other. It wasn't like a make out, but they were being like flirty with each other. They were
yeah.
into it.
Yeah, it was fun.
And then they had a little.
Yeah.
Can you show me like with your hand, like what?
Like a... They were, I would say.
No, you gotta turn that way. I can't see. That much tongue?
That much tongue. Right.
Yeah, and it was in the photo booth. We were all four of us.
That much. That much. It was a straight. I would say for that long, that sensual. I was hotter when I did it though. I did it sexier than either of those girls did it.
They, you know what? And they have a sexy thing. Like they have a cute, sexy. The two of them that are very similar. Can we pay them to do this like more often?
It was hot. It was really hot.
I don't know.
You felt uncomfortable with it?
I don't know. She was down.
Have you had sex with your girlfriend thinking about it?
Fuck no.
I do every time I have sex with my girlfriend now. I think about it.
Well,
I think about your face.
Me and her are still new enough that I don't have to think about it.
No, I think about anything else.
Yeah.
I mean, Lewis, never now when I have sex with
your
girlfriend,
Zach.
I'm going
to think
about
it. Zach Amico got here between by 10:36. Get the fuck out, doggy.
Well,
this shit's pretty hot.
That's a guy who's got nothing else going on.
Somebody put together a cut of me saying, I guess, a catchphrase. Look up Luis J. Gomez catchphrases on YouTube. And I didn't realize this is something that I was saying a lot, but apparently it's an issue with the show. But I'll tell you real quick, let's plug what we're going to plug. Justin Silver, what do you got to plug really quick, buddy?
I'm on the fastest rising show on the Gas Digital Network. No disrespect, with myself and my 5'7" tall co-host, Michael Vecchione, beautiful Shannon in the booth. Also, Anxiety Attack, that is coming up this Thursday. It's always the third Thursday of every month. Kim Congdon, that's right, the one who makes out with Shane Gillis' girlfriend, is hosting
made
it
out,
this.
Made out made once, out. But maybe again maybe if we again. Get lucky.
She's hosting.
She's going to be there on Thursday. I'm trying to bring my. Yeah.
Shane is going to be performing. It's the 21st. It's the 21st.
I might do a guest spot.
Louis is going to do a guest spot. Kim is on it. Mike Vecchione is on it. Wow. Damian Lemon is on it. It's a great fucking
show.
Crazy fucking show. It's the 21st. So go on. 21st of February.
Sure,
so go on. I am Justin Silver. Yes, I'm sure it's not the 22nd. Don't fuck up like you fucked up the time this morning. Go to IamJustinSilver.com, get the tickets there, Anxiety Attack. Make sure you use the promo code AA, and you will get discount tickets. And for all the people who do that, I try to comp your next time that you come to the show. Also, I'll be with Big J on the road in March. I'll be with Lewis on the road in March. So all my social media, it's at IamJustinSilver, and it's IamJustinSilver.com. And I have my other show, Neurotica, where I talk about all my insecurities and shit. That just came back, and I'm going to push the shit out of Lewis to try to get that on gas, but we're not there yet. No disrespect.
Fuck yeah, doggy. Shane Gillis.
Tomorrow. Is this live?
It's live, yeah.
Tomorrow I'll be at Laugh It Up Poughkeepsie.
Love that place. They fucking, dude, the fans come out up there.
I've never been there.
First of all, it's a great room. Yeah. It looks weird. It's in the back of a restaurant. Great. You're like, this is going to be bad. And then you realize it's one of the fucking coolest rooms in
the
upstate New York area.
Diego Pimentel, the guy who does the art for it.
What the fuck is his last name?
Flyer.
I was on the phone with him yesterday about you, by the way.
It's incredible, really?
Yeah, because I was on the phone. I said, we want to do like a No Disrespect show, and I mentioned you, and they're like, he's actually here tomorrow,
nice.
So, you know.
So, I'll be there tomorrow, and then just listen to Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast. That's it.
Zachy Miko.
Twitter and Instagram. Zachy is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network. Zachy Miko's Midnight Spook Show. Comics bullshitting while we watch a horror movie every Friday at midnight here on the Gas Digital Network.
Hell yeah.
Fucking hat, dude.
Let's see.
You're a sick fucking hat, dude. You're a sick hat.
Yeah, Diego Pimentel.
Yeah,
_ DIEGOPIMENTEL. The poster that I put out, the red fucking satanic one that I just put out recently, everyone was complimenting. He's the one who did that. Hire this motherfucker
for
your show art, t-shirt art.
Look at mine he just made.
I did see it.
Can we see
it? Pull it up.
It's
up
like a horror movie. He really captured my downs.
What, did he just take a photograph of you? Sorry.
Boy.
Go check out Diego's work.
Get him
great.
On another podcast on your network, huh?
Yeah,
I can't
why
get
not?
Enough of this.
I take an Uber here for this.
Guys, I'm going to be this Sunday night. I'll be in Toronto. Come out to the Underground Cafe. It's going to be a lot of fun. Smoking blunts, drinking whiskey. Going to have a lot of fun. Canada. I love Canada. Look at that poster right there. Shane Gillis is looking like a
monster.
That's
badass, dude.
Just scary as hell. Looks like a movie poster.
You look like you just killed your little sister with wrestling moves.
March 18th through 21st, I'll be with Justin Silver at Uncle Vinny's down the shore.
That's a fucking great room. BYOB.
Fuck. Oh, really?
Yeah, it's BYOB.
Ooh, I didn't know that, dog. You come the fuck out.
Dude,
you're not going to be spending a lot of money on drinks. Get fucked up.
Dude, fans come out to that when I'm there. Dude, I'm sure you will pack that thing out, so people should start getting tickets now.
Oh.
That's a fun. We're doing like 4 days on that.
Love it, dude. Yeah. 4 days in a row. March 18th through 21st. I got a lot of other stuff coming up. My special right now. I'm going to edit my special. I'm leaving from here, get a quick steam in, and then I'm going out to Jersey. We have an incredible editor who's going to be doing the bulk of the editing. Now we already preemptively did some stuff at this point. We are on track for April 1st. Look out for Luis J. Gomez Presents Luis J. Gomez. I'm very proud of this, guys. I think you guys are going to love it. I'm more excited now because I went back and I was terrified to watch the material and go through everything. I hate that process. But I'm going to tell you right now, that I watch it again, I'm really excited about it. It stands up to myself, which everyone hates their own shit when you go back and watch it again. So I feel really, really good about it. I think you guys are going to dig it. So April 1st, Luis J. Gomez Presents Luis J. Gomez, my first hour ever. You can buy it in both video and audio format, wherever you would like to purchase it. check out the other pods, Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me podcast. Go to iTunes, leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review. And that's it.
That was great.
One reviewer per month we give away a free piece of merch to. So, and you know what? Fuck it. Fuck it, Shannon.
Yeah, do it.
Go to merchpump.com/RAP right now. Check out all the incredible merch that we have for the Real Ass Podcast. Be part of the fucking coolest motherfuckers on earth that wear Real Ass Podcast. Yeah, that's right. I said that. Be part of the coolest motherfuckers on earth. The ones who wear the Real Ass Podcast merch. It is very cool. Merchpump.com/RAP. Pull that up, Harrington. Skankfest is coming up as well.
Yes.
June 21st through 23rd. Tickets are officially on sale March 4th, guys. The people we've confirmed already are in fucking credible. I can't wait to start announcing some of these lineups, okay? A lot of people returning. A lot of brand new faces that have never done Skankfest before. Be one of the cool motherfuckers wearing a Go Might or Real Ass Podcast shirt at Skankfest. Grab your tickets, single and all access 3-day passes. 3 days this year at SkankfestNYC.com on March 4th. Yeah, very excited about the new merch. And, oh, yeah, that's right, the hoodies, guys, across the board on Merch Pump. For those of you guys that don't know, we, you know, Merch Pump is our company. We do our own merchandising, and we started it really within the network, and now we started, you know, doing podcasts outside of the network, and that's growing, and it's going to grow exponentially. One of the things we were doing, we were handling the processing and the web stuff and the actual marketing side of it, and we had a printer doing all of the printing of the merchandise. We just opened up our own facility.
Sweatshop.
We just opened up our own sweatshop, and we have
little Asian boys working, 13 years old and under only.
And hey, we're going to be we're doing our own printing. we're doing our own printing now as well. So
I sew 23 hours a day. My fingers are killing me.
We were able to drop the prices of a lot of different things, like the mugs and the hoodies. The hoodies went down to like they're $40 now. I think they were $48 or $50 before. The hoodies are just $40 now. So you can grab yourself a Real Ass Podcast or a Legion of Skanks hoodie for $40. What?
As a Jew, I want to say.
What?
That's a great price for a hoodie.
It's a great price for a hoodie. I know.
Moving on.
We did our research. And it's higher quality stuff now. We're in control of everything now. It was before we were dealing with, you know, they were great. But, you know, there's just, when there's more people involved in the process, more things could go wrong. So you guys should grab some merch now. Now's the time, baby boys.
New No Disrespect shirts.
Okay, so I tweeted out, do you like me better on podcasts? Listen.
I'm listening.
I tweeted out, do you like me better on podcasts when I am angry, happy, or the third choice, I hate you on podcasts? And
hold on, I got to vote.
I want to vote too.
The right now it's very close. Angry, 37%. Happy, 34%. And 29%, I hate you on podcasts. But that's okay. That's okay.
Where is it? On Instagram you did it? On Twitter?
I did this on Twitter. Edward Butler says, you're awesome when you're angry and you're awesome when you're happy. You're an asset to any podcast you're on. Edward Butler.
Sounds like a greeting card.
You're the fucking man, yeah. Edward. You just want a Real Ass Podcast sticker. Edgar, email Shannon. Shannon, what's your email address?
You can just tweet me, @ I'm Shannon Lee.
@ I am Shannon Lee. Got a follower first. So look at Shannon getting her own Twitter followers, you fucking slut. No, check out her podcast,
Instagram
too.
Followers.
Check out her fucking dumb podcast as well. The thing is, ding.
Wait, more people want to know your thoughts than see pictures of you?
Get the fuck out of here.
No, my Instagram is way higher. Follow me on Instagram, Shannon Lee 6982.
I love you so much.
people want to... How's he so on so early?
Let's see. Brad... And Indy says, we just like you, buddy. Brad, you just want a fucking free Real Ass Podcast sticker. Boom. Email Shannon. I am Shannon Lee at gmail.com. Give me a background bed for this. We're giving away stickers.
Tweet me.
Whatever it is. Tweet Shannon. Wait, did I just give away your real email address? What is it? I'll tell everyone what your real email address is.
No,
right
I don't
now.
Have one.
Give her home address.
Yeah.
No one's going to Staten Island.
Let's see. Let's see. Metal Bender OO. How do we go about replacing you?
Oh, shut
We've
up.
You've really not seen The Matrix? Yeah, you owe me a sticker, Metal Bender.
I hate when they do it, but it's not funny.
Contact Shannon. Contact Shannon, funny. And I want shut a fucking up, sticker.
How do we go about replacing you? That's pretty funny.
By the way, if Metal Bender sends me a Metal Bender sticker, I'll put it right on this computer. We'll fucking feature it every week. I swear to God. Metal Bender, you better fucking send a sticker, doggy.
I want one.
Okay. So... Show me that compilation of, how do you not, Harrington? You just stink.
I couldn't find it either, Lewis.
You both stink. That's the problem, okay? If you're both better at your job.
We looked on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Google, Reddit.
Just type in Lewis J. Gomez on Reddit. I promise you'll find it. I promise you'll find it.
What's the compilation of?
Somebody found a catchphrase of mine, I guess they call it. Let's see. Louis J. Gomez. Sorry, guys. Right here, my compilation of Louis J. Gomez. First thing that comes up. I fucking hate them so much. Literally the first thing that came up. I can't even fucking deal with it. All right, hold on.
Is it you saying, what do you want me to say?
Yes. Yes, it is. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
It sounds like he noticed it.
Yeah.
Aaron, and the new thing is, it's a whole to-do. You said it's a whole to-do like 9 times this morning. It's a whole to-do.
I don't think about
anything. Was he bitching about me when I was late?
No, we weren't
Maybe.
Thinking about
I was
you.
I wasn't, bitching? First of all, bitching Perfect. Is a no, very condescending bitching. Way to say it. I yeah. wasn't bitching. I was...
He was aggravated.
I was mansplaining.
Damn, it's a fucking...
I was mansplaining at what a bitch you were.
It's a podcast, dude. It's like my fucking girlfriend. It's like, where are you? It's like, I'll be...
Just making out with Kim Kong, then having hard nipples.
Shane, we've embraced you in this city.
Sometimes.
Shane, you gotta show some fucking respect. A lot of people respect. Would say that I made you.
We embraced you, Shane. You're at Poughkeepsie Laugh It Up now because we fucking embraced you like a family.
A lot of people say that I made you.
Fuck, Shane.
Right here.
What do you want me to say? What do you want me to say here? It's like, what do you want me to fucking say, dude?
I don't know what to tell you guys.
Just I mean, doggy. Come on, what are we doing here, Shannon? Kim, what are we doing here? Are we going to pretend? I mean, what are we doing
oh my
here?
God.
What are we doing here? Is it even a fucking, like, yeah, fine, Shannon, you got cute nieces and nephews, but I mean, what are we doing here? We need to get a pedo on the phone. 573 Gaslight. You're like, what are we going to do here? What are we going to do here? They made her, what am I supposed to say?
These people just straight faced sitting there.
I'm not going to lie.
How old is Cartoon 13 really? You know what I'm saying?
I'm awesome. How do you not love me? All right, it's fine. We got it. So I just say that a lot. I say, like, what do you want me to say a bunch? Which I guess is fine. What do you want me to say?
It's nice. Yeah, it's funny.
I like it.
I think it's sweet. What do you want me to say? I think it's sweet.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm writing down notes right now as we speak.
I got a good topic.
What's your topic?
Sometimes I forget that I'm a fat retard, and then on the subway here, I fell on
Can
a lady.
We pause?
I fell on an Asian lady.
You fell on an Asian
yeah,
lady?
Yeah, I was going for a seat, and it jerked, and I fucking fell all my weight on her leg.
Oh, nice.
Put my hand down.
She did the Godzilla
Jesus
music play
Christ.
While it was happening?
She, like, got hurt and yelled.
So did she think you were retarded or Asian?
Yeah, I know. It's a thin line. I think... I don't know.
But
no,
you're an athlete, so shouldn't you have better, like, you know, core stability?
It was early. I'm hungover.
Yeah.
I'm not used to the train, dude.
Did she make noises, like little Asian noises?
Well, I was hoping she was, like, super Asian. She seemed very...
Was she
American.
Was she, like, carry, like, a bunch of cans?
No, she wasn't that
with
type.
With a bamboo stick in a garbage bag Asian? Or
No.
I think that every Asian woman, like, I imagine her, that she jerks off men part-time, like...
You think talking. Every Asian jerks off?
No, men. But when I see Asian women, I just imagine that they do that. Like, I don't believe that they all do it. I just...
That's the imagery that comes in your mind.
Yes.
What saying.
Like, when I see an old black man, I assume they hustle chess in the park.
Yes. Yes. Right. I mean, to be honest with you, every woman, every Asian woman, but this is the truth for every woman, every man, technically... is a rub and tug masseuse for a price. There's price that everyone's got. I mean, right now, everyone in the world, I don't think there's anyone, do you think there's anyone in the world who would turn down a certain price to just jerk off a guy?
I don't even think the number would have to be that high.
For you, you do that for fun.
I wouldn't do it for fun, if we're being honest, but if someone was like if you were, if, let's say something happened to you, because I care about you.
I think some slight peer pressure could get you into a hand job.
I think literally...
Well, we've touched each other's dicks a million times, so this is not even like a big deal.
If we said, to prove your security, touch my dick until I come, you would do it.
Yeah.
Because you're insecure.
It just wouldn't, that wouldn't bother me.
I think that's just...
I mean, the fucking Canada store, who were laying there holding each other's fucking dicks naked.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, like, that's, you know... That's like legendary Lewis. That's legendary Lewis Justin story shit. I wouldn't give a fuck.
It's not that. What was the story?
I would do it for the.
We hooked up in Canada. What?
We hooked up in Canada. What's the problem?
We got to third base.
What's the problem?
Yeah. What's the problem? What are you insecure?
Nothing. I'm not insecure. I'm happy for you guys, but
now you are kind of being insecure.
You are.
You guys need to come out.
Will you touch my
further?
You're insecure if you don't tap my penis right here, right now. Like,
why, dude? Is this
That's a great way to rape. I like that.
Lewis would do it. Lewis is secure.
I do that to women. I was like, hey, you're not pretty unless you touch my dick right now. She's like, what? I'm like, touch it. Come on.
Is that how it
works.
Happens?
It works. All right.
This is good stuff.
Yeah. It's good content.
But I'm saying, like, if you...
flip it up. Put it on the IG, baby boy.
If you lost your arms and you were like, Justin, I lost my arms. I can't type. And I'd be like, and I can't jerk off. I'd be like,
can you find my favorite porn site and
jerk me off? I'd eat both for you. And jerk you off. I'd be like, all right, whatever. I mean, it'd probably wear a glove.
All right. Can you also feed me cereal while we're
doing it? Or not.
Justin, afterwards, can you feed me Fruit Loops?
Yeah.
Would you really jerk off your friend who couldn't jerk himself off? If he couldn't, his arms were...
I mean,
a
without,
close friend, like you. Me.
I mean, without his
nobody can't jerk off. Life finds a way.
It'd be hard to not hysterically laugh the whole time I was doing it. But yeah,
that's you're gay.
I feel so free. Yeah, I don't give a fuck. Who cares? I'm not gay, so I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
you're what?
The other thing would be like if I was gay, then I'd be, now I'm going to catch feelings for you, and then I'm going to like me and Kim are going to have a battle for your love.
You can jerk men off because you're not gay. That's
your
logic.
You specifically, I could.
That's crazy.
Why? What's crazy? It's my hand. Who gives a fuck?
I feel like your hand, it's like connected to the rest of your body. You know, your hand would tell your brain, hey, there's a dick in it. You should care. But instead, your hand.
Yeah, but
goes,
it's you and you
on,
lost your arms in this
but
scenario.
Justin, listen,
like
your hand instead goes, "Hey, dude, there's a dick in your hand. That's cool."
Is this no, like, I'm not getting a
faggot.
You love this, homo.
I'm not getting a hard on in my mind. I'm like, my buddy lost his arms and
is
he
this
can't
like
jerk
right
off.
When he lost his arms,
actually,
like,
wait
right
a second.
Away.
No, here's a better
way
to do it.
Him the hospital,
what if I got you like
arms.
A fleshlight and then I worked the fleshlight on you? That's how. That's a better way to do it.
That's less gay for sure.
That's the way
I don't. I don't know if it is.
You think?
I think that's the same.
Is it less gay to hold the fleshlight still while your friend fucks it?
Me and Big J did this on Legion of Skanks as well. We've done a lot.
But these are things we do as jokes, so I don't give a fuck. We've already done half these
once
things.
Once somebody comes, the joke is over.
No, and nobody laughed, really, this joke. It was at one point, nobody was laughing. Annie Letterman was on Legion of Skanks. It was just Jay jerking me off with a fleshlight. Yeah, that's why nobody laughed.
Dude, when we were in Canada.
He's jerking me off with a fleshlight, and nobody's laughing. And at one point, it's like, I just remember like thinking back to the Patrice thing, where it's like every joke starts from the same place, whether they're good or bad. I'm going like, well, this was a long way to go for a bad joke. It was brutal.
He jerked you off? With a fleshlight?
I fucked it. He jerked me off. I fucked it. It was sort of at the same time. We sort of felt like if he was jerking off and I was fucking, that it sort of canceled each other out.
Yeah, I get it. But like when you and I were in Canada and we did that, me and Lewis, you don't know that we've told the story a million times, but me and Lewis did this thing where Jay was showering when we were on the road in Canada and me and Lewis like, let's get naked in the bed and work up boner so when he comes out, that's what he sees. The only problem was he was in the shower for a long fucking time. And we're just like laying in bed naked together.
Yeah, we didn't actually.
We didn't do anything. We didn't touch each other's dick. But
here's the thing.
But
we,
I don't give
we
a
tried,
who cares?
Oh, listen, we tried to work up boners and I couldn't. Like, I was tugging on like fucking just taffy. Justin.
Oh, shut up.
Instantly filling up. Like yeah, looking at me, just biting his bottom lip, no, touching his nipple.
I got to be honest. Who suggested this?
This was Lewis.
I might have.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I fucking.
Because he's a homo. That.
It's so easy. It's so easy to be like, Justin's gay.
Hold on.
Stop it.
Let me say this.
Oh, stop it.
Jay went to the bathroom, and Justin was like, oh, I want to hook up with Lewis. Like, in his head. So there's no, like, oh, let's jokey joke, do a fucking thing. Like, I'm a dude. I'm like, oh, it'd be hilarious if we got boners, and Jay walked out, and we were lying in a bed together with boners. That's pretty fucking funny, dude.
It's really
not funny.
When you're defending yourself from being gay, stop it is one level below you're silly.
Oh, stop it.
You're silly. No, that wouldn't be. It would be like, trying to think of like a more gay term.
There was a guy who I thought was gay, this comedian, and he was like, I've only ever had sex with a condom on. And I was like, yeah, because you're gay.
And then he was like, yeah.
No, but he wasn't gay. So right when I was like, yeah, because you're gay, like I just 100% thought he was gay. And he was like, oh, he did that. That was his no. He was like,
do you not have a
no,
lot of,
I'm not
do you have
gay.
Not have a lot of gay friends?
Not really.
You do, Lewis.
Wait, I want to guess who the comic is. Did he do a magic trick after?
I'm not gonna. Yeah. I'm not gonna say anything.
There we go. Okay, got
what
it.
Was that?
I don't know about that.
We all know about that. Believe me.
It was me. It was me. I did sleight of hand magic right after. It was pretty incredible. Hello, I can do this with my dick as well.
Lewis, you're so talented.
Thank you, Shannon.
Yeah, dude. You're not as gay as Lewis.
neither of us are fucking gay, Shane. You're just like this weird dude from fucking Boston or wherever, or Philly, Boston. Whatever. Either one was just like, hey, if I don't drink beer and eat the can, you're a fag. You're that type of person.
I do eat the can.
It's fucked up because I weirdly agree with both of you.
Well, it's not like I'm like...
Shane, like, I like you trashing him for being gay.
But like, you guys are literally telling me stories of our hard dicks were in our hands
because
while we
were
naked.
Gay. That's what makes it because we're not gay. That's what
he
makes
was
it
gay
funny.
In the situation. I wasn't.
No,
hard.
I was not gay in the situation.
You're a gay coward.
Real quick, we should talk about PureVPN, which is an incredible new sponsor on the show. You don't want to be on the internet without a VPN. When you're searching the internet, companies are collecting your data, super valuable now as people's data, and it's a little bit scary sort of the way that companies do it. You'll notice if you're searching for something on the internet or if you say something now, you hear like these audio things pick things up, and then all of a sudden you're being advertised to all this stuff. So it's a crazy place, the internet, and that's why I like to search on the internet with a VPN, okay? Without a VPN, you're at risk for companies monetizing your data, hackers getting your personal information, and having your online habits tracked, okay? This is especially an important tool for those who like streaming or downloading content online. VPNs offer a faster streaming speed and even unlock certain blocked content, and this is why we recommend purevpn.com for a more secure and enjoyable online experience. This is what Google says about a VPN. VPNs are virtual private networks, allow users to securely access a private network and share data remotely through public networks. Much like firewalls protect your data on the computer, VPNs protect it online. VPN will encrypt your traffic and hide your real IP address, which can be used to identify you. Yeah, listen, everyone in the world who is downloading stuff on the internet is using a VPN, and it's super inexpensive. If you go to purevpn.com/RAP, that is pure, P-U-R-E, vpn.com/RAP, you can grab this service for just $4 per month.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's nothing, dude. purevpn.com/RAP, $4 a month. Make sure you do that right now. All right, where were we? Really quick, I want to talk about a couple of I went to Equinox yesterday.
Fucking bitch gym.
It's the best. Just shut up.
Such
just
a
shut
bitch
up.
Gym. Go ahead.
Shut up. He likes going to Chelsea Piers.
So do you.
It's great. There's one.
I know, but it's so worth it.
No, it's not. No, I gotta go to 26th Street and 11th Avenue. You have to take trapeze to get there. You have to go over a highway.
There's a troll on a bridge. You have to bring him three circles.
It's fucking bananas. What you have to do in order to get to Chelsea Piers is out of control. So it's
then
not
we
worth
spend
it.
The day there, buddy.
No, but I like to go to the gym every day. I like to steam. I do different things. I have meetings. I have shows. I have stand-up gigs. I'm all over the place. I'm all over the country.
All at the gym.
Okay, so I like to be able to have the options to go to whatever Equinox I want. They just opened one up 6 blocks from here. So if I want to go for a quick steam, I can't do that. And it's also, it's much cleaner than Chelsea Piers. It's much nicer. It's much more high-end. You feel like you're a fucking
There's
rock star there.
There's a sushi
there.
Bar at Chelsea Piers. There's hot tubs on the Hudson River. Co-ed. What are you talking about?
I've been, you know what the fuck's going on. What do you want me to tell you?
Okay, go ahead.
All right, it's not, and I know, I just said that. Fuck.
What do you want me to tell you?
They're not going to get in my head about my catchphrase. I'll say what the fuck I want to say. How about that?
Yeah. Say what you
Chelsea
want
Piers is fine.
Chelsea Piers is fine.
It's nice. The boxing stuff was great. The ring was great. Right. But I like a little bit of a high-end
experience.
You like
experience. The convenience.
Okay, so here's what happened, okay? Yesterday, I'm at the Passport Authority, and it was going to be another couple hours before my passport was ready. So I was like, all right, let me find the closest Equinox, because I have an all-access membership, and let me go check it out. And take a steam or whatever.
Were there hot guys in the steam room?
So, listen. It was a printing house, which is one of the destination clubs.
That's a dope one.
You don't get that with your all-access membership. There's three tiers of Equinox. There's single club membership, there's all-access, and there's destination access. Now, there's only two destination clubs in New York City.
You brought me and Zach
City.
In here to talk about fucking gyms?
Well, then we're going to have a Slim Jim conversation next for Zach. So I go into the this other level is there's a few clubs around the world that are like it's like super exclusive. It's like $375 a month or whatever instead of $250 a month.
Ooh, what's the difference?
You can get into a handful of these specific exclusive clubs. Yeah, you could jerk guys off, Justin.
No, I'm saying they give you Asian massages.
Handies, yeah. So I go there and I'm a member. I'm a member of Equinox and I go and they're like, oh, I'm sorry, you don't have access to this club. And I'm like, oh, shit. All right, well, I've never used this club before. I was like, can I just maybe try it for the day? And then upgrade if I like it. And they were like, oh, sorry, we don't do that.
That's why I fucking hate that place. That's why I... Lewis,
I mean, making me furious, dog.
Chelsea Beers, they go, how many times did we go in there? They're like, yeah, bring them.
But
bring
you're
them,
naming, you're also naming why it's a garbage business.
It's,
because you
it's
were bringing
not,
a criminal Puerto Rican over and over again into a space where white people are trying to have their shit secure.
Lewis. Yeah, I was gonna say, this club has intuition.
They get it, doggy. I'm a member that I pay, and they're like, sorry.
Dude,
you only spend...
Doing that, they're doing that champagne room shit to you, buddy.
Doggy, it made me furious, though.
It's making me furious.
It really made
me
furious.
I used to work for Equinox, and now I fucking hate them even
so
more.
So did I.
I know.
It'd be like when you go to a Barnes & Noble's, and they look like, you're here to take a shit.
Yeah. The magazine section is that way. So they turned me away. I was like, really? They're like, well, you can pay a $50 guest fee. And then if you upgrade, you could apply that guest fee toward the... Now, here's...
What's your membership now, though?
$245 a month.
$245, and they want an extra $50.
Let me say this. So now, here's the thing. I used to work for the company, so I know, because when they opened a printing house, I know they would just put me on the guest list to try it out, and that they're looking at me and not allowing me in. I know this, because I know the process and the way the sales work, okay?
Oh, they're being racist.
I don't want to say racist. That's not the right word.
If you were white, would
classist,
they be doing that?
I don't look like I'm a... I look like I'm a piece of garbage. I don't know, but I do want to sort of test the waters. I want to see if, like, I have my girlfriend, because her name is Kim Congdon. So I want to see if she calls up and if they'll give her a guest pass, and then I'm going to fucking call them out on their shit and flip out. Ooh.
We have to do some sort of scam at you where we fuck Equinox over as the scam.
I don't want
to
fuck Equinox over because I respect the company and I love
the gym.
What,
are you going to shut them down? It's like they're a fucking conglomerate at this point.
Well, my girlfriend said this. I guess it was like a loose piece of like lighting or something that she saw. She was like, oh, I hope that falls on my head and I can fucking sue this company. And then like in my mind, I'm like, no, you shouldn't want to sue a good company that does things right, that offers their whole angle is they offer quality service and they, you know, they give great service and, you know, great experience to the members. I'm trying to not be offended by this guy not letting me use the steam room that day, because the reality is I'm the type of guy that I might get destination access one day. I don't know. I might like it enough where I'm like, ah, fuck, dude. I want to do it.
No, you should not want to not be angry at this guy.
But it made me furious.
You should. Right. That's the appropriate answer. You're paying $245 a month. You've been loyal to that company. You yap about them and argue with me about them on air.
Six members.
And then you're asking for a fucking day to walk into this haughty-taughty printing house, which whatever. And he's like, no?
Yeah.
Fuck Equinox.
But I weirdly like it and I weirdly respect it. Because if that's their problem.
Because you're insecure.
No.
Do you think you've been flagged as a jerk-off tattletale?
Fagged? They call it fagged.
Wait, you tattled on people jerking off?
Yeah, fuck yeah, I do.
Yeah, he's a tattletale.
Oh, they do it in the locker room?
He's a goddamn snitch.
Yeah, dude, they masturbate at me.
I'm tattling on my rapists.
Wait, what happened?
I get masturbated at regularly in these steam rooms. Look at Justin, his mouth's watering.
I know.
You guys see it? Like, he's literally, saliva is coming out of the corner of his mouth.
Masturbated
right now.
At?
Yeah.
Like, they're sitting there his just looking
watering.
At you while they're jerking
Pavlov's
off?
Pavlov's fag.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know whether to be offended by this or not.
Yes.
Shannon. You should call Equinox Printing House right now. You should act like you're currently a member. Say you're my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Please, I just want to hear it once.
We should fake kiss. It'd be hilarious.
Jay's in the shower. Get naked. You see how this all falls into place?
Just like that.
You see how natural? It just happens organically, Shane.
Yeah, it could have happened
to
anybody.
Pull your dick out, bro. You're wearing sweatpants. It's easy.
Not right now.
I want you to call him up. Pretend you're Kim Kong and say you're a member. You're an All-X member. You heard wonderful things about the printing house. You want to know if there's any way to set up a guest pass and see what they say.
Okay, well, I need her membership number or something.
You'll probably need the address associated with... Do you have her phone number?
I'm looking it up.
I think so.
If you have her phone, tell the phone number.
Tell them the phone number when I call.
Yeah, tell them the phone number. Tell them you're a member.
So I want a guest pass for the printing house.
Call the printing house. I want you to do this on air, but I don't want you to give out her phone number on air, so I want you to go through that process and then plug it through while you're doing the call.
Okay.
You can do this. It's not that hard. Shut up, fucking Harrington, shaking his head no, you little bitch. This is my problem. This is also another problem with the production team here.
They don't believe in you.
they don't understand. Like, it's not, no, oh my God, we can't do it. It should be like, cool, let me think about
ways. Why are you saying the production team?
Because
I'm ready
you're
to do
one
it.
Unit, okay?
It's not fair.
Yes,
you're
are.
Voltron.
Yes. And unfortunately, the Harrington part is fucking smoking and fucked up. And
Harrington's the shoe of Voltron.
He's a fucking, just a booger. It's a booger hanging out of Voltron's nose.
I'm not coming at this from a place of not being able to.
He should be picked and flicked.
We can't just broadcast people live on air without them knowing they're on the show.
What are they going to do? Not let him into the printing house if he does it? Fuck them. Right. Yeah.
Want to bet?
Want to bet DSI?
All right, how about this, Shannon? Do it where you're on the phone, where the microphone's just picking you up over the phone so we could sort of hear it.
But make sure that they're on speaker.
So then I don't have to fucking deal with Harrington's fucking paranoia. Little fucking fag.
I can't stand people who just like they just like let authority blow them around like a leaf in a wind.
Yeah. Now, Lewis, fucking, I understand his point. That would be like if we had a show on the network that illegally broadcasted movies every week.
Yeah, who would do that?
Yeah.
Who would do that?
Who would do that?
One day they're going to shut that show down.
Yep. Zach and Nico's eventual cease and desist.
Have you thought about doing at Skankfest maybe a live movie night?
Yeah, and I want to do Night of the Living Dead because it's public domain.
Sweet. Let's do it. All right, gents, we should talk about Infinite CBD.
My favorite.
I love Infinite CBD. I love CBD in general, and Infinite CBD offers so many different amazing products, whether it's gummies, whether it's distillate, whether you want to smoke it, eat it.
Topical
creams, which I love. I just gave my aunt some Freezing Point topical cream because she's got arthritis in her hands. She's 80
jerking
years old.
Jerking dudes off like there's no tomorrow.
No, she's an 80-year-old woman, and she's so against weed. Like, every time she smells weed on me, she's like, this is fucking crazy. No, not in my house. And she wouldn't try CBD. I had to lie to her. I literally didn't tell her that it was derived from hemp. I just told her it was CBD. I was like, it's this amazing, you know, chemical
Wonder
that
job.
Really, yeah, helps with stuff. And she put it on her hands and immediately, and I, this
started
is no bullshit,
dude,
she gave me a hand job. And it doubled as a lubricant. The
CBD, you can use lube?
Yeah.
And it's got a cooling effect to it, so it takes away the rub sore.
They do actually have, Infinite CBD just offered or launched a lube line as well. I'm not even lying about that. They actually do have a lube.
You gotta get your grandma some lube.
Of course.
They have
my
coffee
aunt.
Creamer
Whatever,
and lube.
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
This is aunt. It's Puerto Rican grandma.
Can I tell you what I love from them though?
What?
The PM capsules. Because I've always had sleep issues. The PM with the CBD and melatonin, and then they got the AM ones with have caffeine in it, but it keeps you mellow and calm.
I take some oil in the morning, every morning now, and then I also use. I'm using the topical after my workouts. I'm using the topical cream to recover with my muscles. Such an incredible company. Love Infinite CBD, and they support Skankfest. They supported my tour. They're a really amazing company that has amazing products. My family is now using it. I'm using it. You guys should be trying it out as well.
And one more thing, can I say? Because people love dogs, and it's amazing for pets. Dogs with arthritis, dogs that have anxiety. Unbelievable
do
for dogs and cats.
Do a Google search right now and see what see what CBD can help you with. You're going to see there's so many different benefits from using CBD. Don't just listen to me. Go to independent third-party sites and people that are researching this. Check out what they're saying about CBD. And if you go to infinitecbd.com.
Infinite.
CBD.com. You use the promo code RAP15. You get 15% off of any of your purchases. So go load up, buy this for some family members that might have some illnesses or sicknesses or anything. And this could be something that really helps them out. RAP15 is the promo code at InfiniteCBD.com. Okay, let's get back into it. I want to talk about this as well. Did you guys see Alex Jones and Joe Rogan seem to be in a beef?
Yeah, this is a long time coming.
I don't know exactly.
Once Joe Rogan got compromised, he turned on Alex Jones quick, dude.
Wait, what happened?
Well, the liberals got to Joe, and then he had to disavow Alex Jones.
Is that actually what happened?
No.
That's what Alex Jones said?
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know exactly what happened there. I don't know anything. Here's what I know, okay, because I don't really watch it. I know that, I guess, Joe and Alex Jones were friends for a long time, and Alex Jones has been on Joe's podcast a bunch, and Alex Jones went through a bunch of shit with being deplatformed and being taken off of Twitter and being taken off of all these social media platforms.
To mention personal issues as well. Divorced, accused of a bunch of shit.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's had a rough go.
I don't even know any that much about it. So apparently they've had somewhat of a falling out. But
damn, Alex Jones looks good.
Who is he? I don't know.
What?
He's like a fucking...
That's the gayest thing you've ever
conspiracy
said.
Conspiracy theorist, sort of right-wing, like
sort
crazy.
Sort of right-wing.
But I mean... is
voice
he,
of a generation, some would say.
Yeah.
Is it like just right-wing, though? Because wasn't he against Trump for a little while? He just plays out there. He's like...
Because Trump's a globalist.
Yeah, okay. So I don't know. I literally don't know anything about Alex Jones, but that's not even the point of this. Here's, so Alex Jones puts out a video, I guess, of Joe making a joke about going to see Planet of the Apes. I guess 5 or 6 years ago, he made a joke on his podcast, and I guess they went into like a really hood movie theater. And he was talking, I guess, Joey Diaz and somebody else, and he was like, we walked into Planet of the Apes. That's the joke that he made, which it's a Legion of Skanks joke. We did a whole episode basically based off that. So whatever. I'm not going to say Legion of Skanks did it first, but we did. But it's a fucking, he makes this joke, and Alex Jones now puts out this video being like, Joe Rogan calls black people monkeys. And people are up in arms about this now. And I hate this thing right now, this specifically, because Alex Jones doesn't give a fuck at all about that, right?
No, he
doesn't
give a fuck at all. Trying to take him down.
And he's doing it in a way where it's like...
Wait, are those kettlebells supposed to be black people?
That's fucking hysterical.
Zach attack.
Ah, shit. Dude, but I hate the fact that guys on the right do this now. Because the fucking left-wing social justice warrior types, they do it, and they at least are pretending to do it in a way where they're like, oh, we want to help, you know, which is also just fucking racist and annoying as well. By the way, it's also just the people on the left and the people on the right using black people as pawns to get at each other and take digs. It is just the most, like, it is
you
the,
can only use one side of
it's
the
degrading
board.
It's degrading on both.
It's so racist. Yeah. As a brown person, I look at it and I watch the right and left both just take black people and go, you're racist. Look what this person did, blackface. They're doing blackface. Yeah. Black people have nothing to do with these conversations, but they're just being used as pawns.
Yeah.
And when people on the right do it, it annoys me even more because it's like, guys, you don't believe in this shit at all. And you're...
But don't you see what they're like, all right, this is the game you want to play?
I know, but it's just not real.
Of course it's not real. They're intentionally doing
it. But shouldn't you be above it?
You think the right's going to be above shit?
They should be. I feel like anybody should be above it. I think most anybody's a good person should be above it, and they shouldn't use those sort of tactics.
But anything like in politics, like it's almost like shouldn't they be above smear campaigns? You know what I mean? They're like, no. They always go to the lowest common denominator. It's like, you're still doing that?
Yeah.
Like, you want to talk about, like, acts of insecurity? Like, you know, those are like, I feel like.
You really hung up on this insecurity.
Yeah, dude, we didn't even mention it in like
I brought
half
it full circle.
Hour.
I just broke it full circle.
It's all that's been going through his mind.
No, don't take
time.
It. I'm serious. I want to stay on the topic with this instead of like, you know, making it
ridiculous. I just feel like, look, I have the same thing when you watch somebody on the left being a hypocrite, and that it's so easy to see the hypocrisy. It's easy to go, well, look, what about the time that you said this?
Yeah.
You know, it's like there was the same thing with Judd Apatow. I believe Mandy Stattmiller just put out a video, a long video of the hypocrisy of Judd Apatow, and she put a video of sort of catching him making off-color jokes and being a hypocrite for calling out Louis C.K. for doing that, and throughout his movies and throughout his stand-up, throughout interviews, and yeah, fine, you can do that, but at the same time, like, shouldn't we be, if you're on the side of free speech or you're on the side of freedom of expression, shouldn't you be above that? Shouldn't you? Don't you want to be? All you're doing is you're putting yourself into the hypocrite box as well. You're jumping in there and you're okay with it. Like Alex Jones is jumping into a category of going, well, you know what? Fine. If you want to be a hypocrite, now I'm a hypocrite too. So now everyone's a hypocrite. That's the solution here is everyone becomes a fucking jerk off fucking hypocrite who's doing things they don't really believe in. That's bad shit.
Yeah.
That's not living in reality. So it annoys the fuck out of me. And it's not just this just sort of reminded me of that bigger picture issue. And yeah, I know. I think that anybody who claims to be for freedom of expression or free speech, they should be above that shit. They really should be.
I feel like if you brought this passion to the Equinox printing house, they would have let you in.
They wouldn't have. They would have called the cops.
Fuck.
I did bring that passion. You should have seen the passion. I was like, the girl was like, I'm not going to let you in. She was like, yeah, you got to pay a $50 fee. And I was like, yeah, but I'm a member. She's like, yeah, I'm sorry. That's the way it works. And I was like, can I speak to somebody in membership? Because like, I just know you go to the salesperson. I'm like dealing with this front desk fucking bitch. So then she goes, doesn't somebody membership gets a manager?
How long were her nails? Was she one of those?
She's a Puerto Rican girl.
There we go. That's what I thought.
Black manager.
That was my way of asking that.
He comes out, black, big black guy, and he's like, yeah, I can take you on a tour of the club, but I can't let you use the facility. And I was like...
Did you go, brother?
I was like, come yo, on. Man, listen, bro. Hold come on.
Brown right here.
Hold
Brown
on.
Talking to Brown right here.
I did. No, I got a little, I wasn't even like upset. I get a little bit.
Let me step into this tanning booth real quickly and continue this conversation.
No, I just get a little bit like, really? I was like, that's strange. I was like, I'm a longtime member. That's weird.
I used to work for the company. Like, did you tell them that?
Yeah, I did. I was like, I guess I'll walk 15 minutes to go to another club, even though nobody's even here right now. And I was like, yeah, sorry.
Fucking hate that
company. I've also heard Lewis say he used to work for different, because I know you worked for Equinox.
Yeah, yeah.
I've also hear him say he worked for Kinko's, FedEx. Yeah. That's Lewis's go-to
that's
on the
phone. Solid line. But, dude, I worked for corporate for years. Do you know who I know? The names that I know, you don't even know their names. And they don't. They have no idea. They don't even know what corporate is.
Do we have them on the phone yet?
Like, I quit, nigga! They try to fight you. Kinko's is crazy.
I love
you. I don't care! Fuck you, bitch!
That's their version of welcome to Kinko's. Yeah.
Kinko's not good.
You expected Alex Jones to take the high road.
Sort of. I don't know. It's not even about Alex Jones. It's really about like that's an example of that thing that annoys the fuck out of me.
I don't mind when they do that. Because it's like that's the weapon the other side.
Yeah, but they suck
for
that reason. They suck for that reason. The other side sucks for that
reason.
Yeah,
but then it's pointing out how shitty it is.
But it's not pointing out how shitty it is. It's also being shitty. And they're doing it for the same reason. They're doing it just to hurt the other side. It has nothing to do with black people. Black people are once again just being used as fucking.
Yeah, of course. But I'm saying they're also pushing the fucking needle towards everyone being like, all right, this is getting ridiculous. If the other side is going to do it to us, maybe we should fucking chill with this.
I don't think that they're going to chill with it. I think what's going to happen is you have a society of people that aren't being real and that are way too cautious about what they say. They're not real. There's no real feelings. You have a media that's not real. You have people that are online that aren't giving their real
thoughts. Everybody's oversensitive and defensive.
We have the ability to communicate with millions of people. The touch of a button, I can communicate with tens of thousands of people, but I can't give you my real opinions on things because I'm concerned that it could fuck with my career. Somebody's going to take a clip of it, whatever it is. That's the society we live in right now. So what is the point of mass communication in the way we have it if we can't actually communicate? Boom!
That's
the boom.
Nothing to do with
give me a fucking Lewis drop. Come on, bitch.
It's fucking Miguel insane.
It's not.
I agree with Shane.
Yeah, I mean, what you said had nothing to do with what I said.
No.
It's them weaponizing the left against themselves.
Yeah.
I feel like the one good thing about it is it makes them both look so fucking ridiculous that it's hard to take them seriously. It's
goal.
Like, good. Oh, look, the little kids in the sandbox are hitting each other. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
But two very good points from both of you guys. Let me get a high five up there.
I mean, look, I get the idea of weaponizing the left against, but you don't believe in that thing.
I don't know how much they the other side believes in it.
I think a lot of them convince themselves that they do. You know what I'm saying? I think they don't really give a fuck.
So, when Al Franken got taken down, were people on the left really like, oh, what a monster? And they're like, no, he took a fucking silly picture.
Yeah, nobody really cared.
Nobody gave a fuck, and he had to resign.
But because nobody could have a real conversation. This is the point, though. You're proving my point.
I get it.
Nobody's having a real conversation. So what happens is everyone above Al Franken is going, oh, we got to fire this guy now because nobody can simply go, okay, guys, it's not a big deal. If enough people in power went, oh, you know what? It's not really a big deal. Like, what are we doing here? It was 15 years ago. They were friends. It wasn't. They were.
Well,
on a
I think
tour
the
together.
Way you get the left to do that is to make them play by the same rules.
No, I think what you're doing is you're changing the culture. I think that's what we're doing. We're not.
But Lewis is not talking about left or right. He's not talking political. He's talking about just the general climate of like people, anybody.
It's
in the media.
It's just easier to categorize people as left right because everyone sort of picks its side now. So I'm not saying it's not as simple as that. But when you're talking about people who are online drumming this stuff up, they typically categorize themselves one or the other.
Yeah.
It's got to flip over at some point. Everyone's just going to be like, Jesus, can we stop already?
Maybe. Maybe. Look, all I know is if you want to see monkey jokes, you got nothing on us. We said some fucked up shit, right, Zachy?
We're real.
It's happened.
This is a real ass podcast.
It is a real ass podcast.
It is. And we're all real ass dudes. Gay or not gay.
All right.
That's good.
Listen, we have a few more minutes here because we have to do a little bit of a short show today because I gotta go.
You have to go steam?
I was going to go work out. I guess we don't have to go that short because I was going to go work out and now I'm not going to work out.
Yeah, you don't need to.
Thanks, people. Thanks, thanks, Shano.
You don't need it. You look great, by the way.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm losing weight again.
I can tell.
Back in the gym, working hard. Body Beast program is pretty fucking incredible. So
I kind of liked Fat Lewis.
Mm. You felt more comfortable in his presence that way?
No. I just thought he was funnier.
Hmm. It's interesting. It's an interesting perspective.
Mm.
Yeah.
Get fat, dude.
He's nicer when he's thinner.
See? Thanks,
oh, he's
Shannon.
Like a better person?
Yeah.
He's got less self-hate. Yeah.
I think so, because I think you're like self-loathing maybe.
Maybe
when
that's
heavier.
Why I liked him.
Yeah.
I like self-loathing.
Self-loafing.
I love when Lewis gains like 60 pounds in like 4 weeks. I'm like, I don't even know how a human being. And then he drops it all in a month.
I do it every time.
So bad for you to do that.
Watching it is
it's insane.
Amazing. You guys can just watch week to week.
I never watch it on the way up. I'm always the one. I'm on the receiving end of the phone calls on the way down.
By the way, because that's who he's spending time with.
Right.
I watch the way
right,
up.
You watch him on the way up, and then it's like, doggy, I got to get in shape for the fight. And then it's like, you know.
Watch him making points in the car with a corn dog. You got to do this, and you got to do this.
Why don't you and your girlfriend come to Jamaica with me and my chick? They could dike out on the beach.
Whoa. I want to go.
No, dog. We're doing a couple things. They're going to dike out. Your body's too good. It's going to make me insecure.
No, I'll bring a hot chick.
Me and Shane takes off a shirt. I'll feel fucking
why? You
hot.
Look good with your shirt. That's true. No, you feel good. When you're in shape, you look great.
I'm not going to be in shape. I want to go out in a few weeks.
For you, there's a few weeks you'll be emaciated.
No, I'll be okay in a couple weeks, but I'm not going to be pictures with shirt off in a couple weeks.
I mean,
you know, Shane, you want to go?
When?
Thinking sometime early March.
No,
it's pretty cheap, doggy.
You can wear your Container Services T-shirt.
Do you have
on
a passport?
The beach there.
Yeah, SDI Container Services.
Do you have a passport?
Some of the best dumpsters in Philadelphia. Shout out McCuskers.
That's your tuxedo.
Do you have a passport?
Yeah, I do.
Did your chick got a passport?
Yeah, probably.
You don't even know.
She
doesn't
even
know this bitch. You have no idea. Yeah.
You haven't taken her on a trip yet?
No.
What's her middle name?
Not out of the country.
What's her middle name?
What?
No. You don't know her middle name? You have no idea?
What letters does it start with?
Fucking.
What's her initials? C?
She doesn't have a middle name.
She does have a middle name.
No, she doesn't. Don't do that.
Oh, shit. Wait, bring her in. Bring her in. Justin,
No. We don't need her in here.
Bring her in.
No, I don't want these. No.
She don't have to be on camera. Tell her to come in. I don't want her on camera.
Oh, she does have a middle name? Thank you, Justin.
Tell her to come, but not on camera, because Shane doesn't want people to be animals. I get it. They're fucking scumbags. She's been on camera before, though, I think.
That's all right. She doesn't need to be on this.
Oh, that's because you got her nips out.
She looks adorable.
Does she want to come
she
in or
looks great.
She oh, there she is. Look at her. Oh,
hey.
My God. Good for you. Look at those nips. Doggy all day.
She's so pretty. What's her middle
what?
Name?
Hold on. I ask her what Shane's middle name is. This is the test. Because if she doesn't know Shane's middle name, then it's okay.
Shut up, Mike.
Yeah, she's hot dog.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to Jamaica.
All right. I know her
middle
name.
Lewis just needs a security team to keep Kim away from Jamaicans.
I know her middle name.
I do, too.
I can hear them. She's struggling.
She's struggling?
Yeah, I think she knows it. She can't remember it.
She can't remember mine? Fuck you.
Nice. Wait, can I guess?
You guys should break up right now.
Look, act like you're all hurt. It's fucking awesome.
Hold on.
She should know it.
Can
he's
I
a
guess
dude.
That your middle name is Michael?
You're yeah. exactly right.
I guarantee because Shane M. Gillis
yeah, you're
is an Irish
Shane
fuck.
M. Gillis.
That's what I thought it was.
Yeah, Shane Michael.
I would have guessed that too.
Zach, what's your middle name?
Chris.
Zachary Christopher?
Jew Slayer.
What?
Louis Jew Slayer Gomez.
Yeah, what's yours? Joe?
Jew Slayer.
Joseph?
Louis James Gomez. James. That's why it's James. You didn't know that?
No. Yeah, I don't give a fuck
name,
about middle names.
My father's name
Puerto Ricans have kids so quick, their middle name is their son's name.
My father's middle name was Luis. So I keep
really?
The tradition. My son's middle name is...
My mom doesn't have a middle name.
Really?
Yeah.
Or an asshole.
I have a confirmation name. You guys got one of those?
No, I wasn't confirmed.
Shane Michael Sebastian Gillis.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You chose? Did you choose your own confirmation
yeah,
name?
Yeah.
Oh, Sebastian.
It is such an insight as to what a faggot you are.
Well, I picked...
Sebastian?
Do you want to know how fucking sick the... All right. So
I hope
I picked,
it was because of Skid Row.
It was because of
The Little Mermaid.
It was because of Sebastian Janikowski.
Maniscalco.
Who was a fat kicker for the Raiders.
Yeah.
Wow.
I thought he was funny. So I named myself Sebastian.
That's pretty hilarious.
Yeah.
You really do green container service sweatshirt it up in this every way in your life, don't you?
Yeah.
Are you spitting fucking
dip?
Dip?
Yeah.
No wonder she doesn't know your middle name.
You're disgusting.
You're disgusting, Shane.
We have a caller with a question. Do you want to take it?
Put him on. 573 Gasline. If you want to join the conversation, just call in. Why not? You know, we're here live, Real Ass Podcast. Got a few minutes left in the show today. What's your name? Where are you calling from? What do you got to ask myself or
never heard that in my life? He told me your middle name. I literally have never heard that.
I'm not interrupting.
That's funny.
Go ahead. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Lewis, I'm on there.
Yeah, you are, buddy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm a huge fan. Love what you're doing. I wanted to call in because I was in New York this summer and I hit up the whole comedy scene. And it was exactly when you were doing your fight because I heard a bunch of comics at the Comedy Cellar talking about you.
Yeah.
And anyway, I struck up a few conversations and all the comics that I spoke to were great, frankly, except for Dan Natterman. I thought he was kind of a jerk in real life, but that's just my opinion.
Dan Natterman's a weirdo. I don't think he's a jerk. I think he's just sort of a weirdo. But anyway,
a socially awkward.
Yeah, that could be it too. Kind of like spectrum-y. But yeah. I talked to Sam Morrill, and he said he wouldn't do your show because he thought it would hurt his career. Hmm. What do you think about that? Do you think that because he's doing kind of like an edgy brand of comedy, so like that guy's kind of an enemy of like your brand and your type of comic, isn't he?
All right. Well, thank you very much, sir.
Thanks
for the call. You guys being a fucking dickhead troll, which is fine. I get what they do. They want to stink.
In all fairness, the last time Sam was on Legion of Skanks, I think we talked about that stuttering guy.
Yeah. Look, here's the deal.
Full episode.
And also, Sam's done this show, I believe, since then. I believe he's done Skankfest. It's not hurting his brand. I think when Sam came on the show, we say things that are really fucked up, and some people, they don't want to do that, and that you have to respect that. Most people don't want to do that. There's a lot of people you don't see on Legion of Skanks, and it's an unspoken thing where they go, you know what, we're not gonna fucking, you know, that show's crazy. And there's a fear, and we're talking about this fear, and we're talking about the change of the culture and sort of how it works, and that's a big part of it. So no, I don't fault anybody for not wanting to do one of our shows. It is what it is. If they feel like that's not the best step for their career, everyone has every right to kind of do what they want to do with their business. But Sam is a very, very close friend, not an enemy at all to what we do. He makes a business decision, and people make decisions to do what they want to do. And the upside of doing a show like Legion of Skanks isn't worth it for him the way that he feels. He wants to represent his career. Yeah. That's simple as that, you know. But he
does Skankfest.
He's a friend. He's literally a friend. Sam's a guy who I consider a very close friend. So yeah, no, not at all. We have another caller, 573 Gasline. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey man, I'm Kyle from Louisiana.
What up, baby boy?
Nothing, man. I'm just curious. It's perfect that Shane's on there because I'm wondering when you're gonna start hammering McCusker about getting on Gas Digital again.
McCusker,
hearing you, man.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much for the call. Look, here's the deal, okay? Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast, small potatoes. You know, I'm not gonna sit here. I'm not gonna beg, Todd McCusker to come and try to be a part of something that's bigger than he'll ever be. It seems strange. It seems strange that I would spend my time doing that. So, Todd, you know where I'm at. He knows both. And look, the reality is it looks like this Jimmy Martinez fight might be happening at one point. So I don't know that I'm going to be able to fight Todd. But
you know it's Matt, right?
We could.
Oh, Matty McCuskey.
We could do it in a parking
McCuskey
lot.
McCuskey would get in that ass, dude.
McCuskey, you're ready for these fucking hands, baby boy. I'm getting back in shape. Are you out of your mind? You don't even know what's happening right now,
McCuskey
kid.
McCuskey would fuck you up.
Doggy Sheen! I made you.
I know, McCusker.
I made you.
Nah, shout out Dan Soder. Thank you.
Dougie, Dan Soder. Here's the problem. Here's the problem with Dan
Thank
Soder.
You, Dan Soder, for
Dan
making
Dan Soder was
me.
Trying to work you in this crew for 3 full years. You know
that,
right?
Nah.
Dude, Dan Soder brought you up to me 3 years ago at Skankfest. I swear to God.
Sheen, have some fucking humility, man. You're one of us now.
I eventually opened the doors.
I'm with Sam, dude.
Dan Soder's not a... Dan Soder's
detrimental. I'm going to join. Me and Sam are going to start hanging. I can't wait to get good enough to not have to do this fucking dog shit. God damn.
Shane.
Shano. Dan Soder tried to work you in for years. And then I eventually opened those doors. And I said, you know what? Guys. It's a clapping system that the locks are all an electrical clapping system. Yeah. Open the doors for Shano, and I fucking let you in. And that's the thanks you give me? You choose Todd?
Shane, one's moved here and landed in a nest like this as easy as you have. Shit. We've cradled you.
And yes, it's because you're mildly talented.
Yeah.
You suck off the teat, man. We love you, bro. We nurture you.
Yeah, you guys have done so much.
Fucking get my
I don't know why Justin's saying we.
What?
Justin's had no
I'm
part
in this family.
No
I am
part
in
of your growth.
This family.
Justin's like a fucking, like, we're in a like a badass gang, and he's like a little kid on the side going, yeah, we're really badass. We're ignoring him. Like, it's psychotic. It's psychotic behavior.
It's because he heard Shane say dog shit. He wanted to tell us what kind of bag to pick it up with.
Give him one.
We have another caller. We have another caller. 573 Gasline. You're on the Real Ass Podcast. What's up? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Hannah from Indiana.
Hannah. Look, you got a chick. Hold on. Time
out.
Slow down for a second. Slow the fuck down. Everyone.
Definitely our first female caller.
This is our first female caller ever. We need some sexy music. Dim the lights.
I was wondering if there was ever any other chick.
Hold on, Hannah. Yeah.
Slow down. Talk slow, Hannah.
There we go. All right. Talk so, what'd you want to ask?
My music's really loud.
Your music's really loud. That's the way we like it, so no one can hear you scream.
Hannah. Look at Luz's fingers doing on its computer.
Mm. I'm sorry. We're literally sexually harassing a caller. All right, turn the music off. Stop it. We have to treat her like any other dude. What up, nigga?
What up? I don't know if you've ever even seen any of the makeup that I've been doing, but I post them on Twitter and shit. But
oh, you're Hannah from Twitter. I know. Yeah, Hannah's fucking awesome. Yeah, you got a boyfriend and a kid. Big Legion of Skanks fan. Gonna see you at Skankfest this summer. Very cool, Hannah.
Hell yeah. Well, actually, what I was calling to ask was today is my husband's birthday, and I was gonna see if you could, you know, give me a little shout out real quick.
We should sing happy birthday.
He's listening now.
What's your husband's name again?
My husband's name's Mark.
Mark, all right. Ready? Black, happy birthday. Black, your birthday. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday.
Mark.
Happy birthday to ya.
Happy your wife go to ya. By herself.
Birthday. You know the word, Shane. Sing the song.
She'll be safe happy there. Birthday. Don't you worry.
You're not much of a sing the song.
Nah, I don't fucks with
Shane,
that.
Shane didn't sing.
Why don't you like Blackie birthday, doggy? Racist.
Yes.
Stand with Alex Jones.
Yeah, man, what's the fuck?
Sorry, Hannah. Shane, he doesn't respect the fan base. He doesn't respect me. He
Hannah,
respect
what part of Indiana are you from?
I'm Bloomington.
Nice. Do you like, are you a Hoosiers fan?
My husband is. I don't really give a fuck.
I don't know if I
you
like
may want
that.
To fuck her husband, homo. That's what you just said. Thanks. Thanks, Hannah. All right, hang up on Hannah. Shane, you don't start interviewing the callers. You don't just say, "Hey, Lewis, I'm done with you're. We're done with what you
Man,
decided to do."
You should have seen Zach's face when fucking Justin suggested we sing "Happy Birthday." It was so fucking good, dude. Just the instant, like, uncontrollable disgust that he literally. You're like, we should sing.
You know, you're not going to come into the crew and then try to pull us all apart. You're not going to do that to us.
You are not a part of this.
What fucking crew? Who else is in the crew? And I'll tell you if I want to be in it.
I'm the leader. I think Jay thinks he's the leader. That's not true. Okay? Do you have any idea what's going on here? I am the glue that holds everything together.
I'm an important break.
Luis J. Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez.
I beat you to it, you piece of shit.
Luis J. Gomez.
I am.
Yeah,
the worst part of when that happens is when I realize I'm a hack.
Yeah, you are.
God, I
you
suck.
Know you're a hack. I laugh at your shitty jokes. I give you power. Do you understand? Let me pull the curtain aside here, okay? Zach
give
stinks.
Give me the Equinox passion.
Let me give you. Listen, Zach stinks. I love Zach. I stink, but my humor stinks. So I love Zach. Now, the people that like this show, they like the host. They enjoy the host of the show. So me liking your shit humor with my shit humor, and I laugh and they go, ha ha, this is great. We like it too. They stink. Everyone involved stinks, but people that stink need entertainment that stinks. So that's sort of how we all found each other.
We all stink.
Stop
we all stink.
Yeah,
we all stink.
This.
No, I stink too. I want to stink.
You do, but for a different... You're not part of us stinking.
No!
You're a different stench.
No, I'm this stench.
Like, we're like New York City garbage, but Shannon, then you're like a stench that
you're like...
You're
like being in an elevator with Hasidic people.
No! I want to be like... I want to stink like this. Well, how does Shane stink?
Shane thinks he's too good for us. And Shane's a climber.
Shane's a fucking social climber. You're not part of us.
He really thinks it's Dan Soder. It's crazy to me that he thinks it's Dan Soder that introduced him to everybody and introduced him to this world.
Shane, we've cradled you.
We ignored Dan.
We.
Dan's like, oh, I got a friend. I got Shane Gillis. You got to check him out. We ignored him.
Ignored him. We. Me, Lewis, and Zach.
And then eventually, was it last year or the year before? It was the year before. We had booked Skankfest.
I remember that. I was there.
We had booked it. And then I specifically, late in the game, called the whole team. And I was like, no. My friend Dan, who I rarely respect his opinion, I told him I'd do him another favor. One more favor. This is the last favor I have to do for Dan in my life. And I did a, what is it called, a Hail Mary?
You could call an audible?
I Hail Married.
Oh. I don't know what you're referring to.
Shane Gillis into Skankfest.
Yeah, you Hail Married me into a fucking 3 p.m., 5-minute spot in the garage.
Was it awesome?
It stunk. It fucking sucked. I got day drunk.
Yeah, because we all stink.
And left.
Wow.
And I went home and I said, I fucking hate New York and I'm never moving there.
Wow.
Shane, you are a fucking ungrateful. No, fuck you, Shane. We've embraced you and you sucked our tits.
I don't give a fuck about your tits, dude.
Wow. That's the thanks. It's crazy.
Lewis? I want him out.
If this was the bonfire, he'd be like, oh, you guys are good. Thank you, bonfire.
Oh, man.
I wish
this was the bonfire. This would be so much fun.
We're both on the trading cards. I'm throwing yours away.
There's bonfire trading cards?
Yes.
Am I not a bonfire trading card?
It's me, Sal, Shane.
Am I not on a bonfire
Andy,
trading card?
You didn't make it.
And then who else?
I'm part of the crew. I'll see if I can get you guys in the crew, but
I'm on the
you're
bonfire.
Not the, you're not
cards.
In the crew.
They sent them actually to the Gas Digital Studio for me to pick them up. I don't know. I didn't want to upset anybody.
Shannon, did you know about this? Did you hear about this?
She's got one. She's the fucking queen of the cards.
She's the one who gave me the cards. That's
when I found out about them when Justin's cards came here.
Justin's.
Justin has a card?
Yep. It's the funniest one, actually, on the back.
$1,000 he's shirtless. $1,000 he's shirtless.
Wait. Can we bet?
No.
Pussy.
No.
I'll put $1,000 on the table right now. I think I have it in my wallet.
Shane Gillis. Damn. Shane Gillis is...
He's a fucking traitor.
No, he's not a traitor.
No, I'm happy to be here.
No, you're not a traitor. Whatever Lewis says, I agree with.
No, this is good.
We have another caller. I hope it's fucking Toddy McCusker.
If Matt calls in, dude, you'll tremble. You trembled last time.
Go. Okay, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Liam from Canada.
Liam! Canada, what part of Canada? Are you going to be in Toronto this weekend when I crush dicks?
I should be. I'm about 40 minutes away.
Yes.
I'm in Barrie.
Yes, I love Barrie. Go ahead. What's up, buddy?
Well, I wanted to ask about the fact that Joe Rogan
I'm sorry.
Kind of ties into the Alex Jones thing.
Hang on, I'm ordering poutine while you finish the question.
Go ahead. What do you want to ask?
Yeah, Joe Rogan won't talk about Owen Benjamin. He actually told Nick DiPaolo not to talk about him before their podcast recently.
Mm.
I thought that was just kind of weird from, you know, Joe Rogan, because a lot of these guys that are getting banned were on his podcast.
Yeah, but I mean, look, dude, if somebody's coming out and trashing you, I've had this happen before too, right? And I've had people that have trashed me that were nowhere near. Now, I'm not huge. Joe Rogan's fucking gargantuan. He's got one of the biggest shows in the world.
He's a kingmaker.
So what happens is these guys will come out and try to trash you, and it gets them a lot of attention. And I'm not saying that's what Owen's trying to do or Alex is trying to do. I'm just saying it's the reality of it. So the only thing that somebody in that position does is you just throw fuel on it and you're giving them attention that they want. So it's like, why would you assist them in doing that? Unless you're trying to fucking go to war. And that's not really Joe's style. It doesn't seem like he trashes people on his podcast. It seems like he interviews people on a show and tries to have interesting conversations with people. A show like this, like, we trash people, we fuck around, we talk shit, we gossip. It's just not the same type of thing. So it's like, you know, I understand why, you know, it's like, look at, dude, I do a show at Bisping. We don't do that on that show. Like, we talk about MMA and we talk about fucking news stories and we talk about, you know, things that are going on. We fuck around a little bit, but it's just not a show where we're trying to drum up fucking, you know, beefs back and forth and have real conversations about real shit. You know, it's just not, I don't know. So I
like
I get
when
that.
Fucking Corinne bodied you.
Can I say
you,
one more thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, just, oh God, I just lost my train of thought as I was saying one more thing. So
it's all good.
I'll get off the line. Sorry.
All right, thanks, brother. Thanks for calling.
All right, bye.
Yeah, but I mean, look, that's, you know, the you know, we've done these podcasts. It's also, it does get a little bit tiring as well. As I'm getting older, like, we did that whole podcast war with Corinne and Christina. And it's like the amount of energy that kind of goes into something that's fairly negative.
Oh, he's part of the crew. Didn't you just go on that show?
Of them? Yeah.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah, but they're all friends. They're
yeah,
all,
we're all cool now. We're supposed
cool
to go
now.
Do the
you
show.
Fucking trying, stop trying to separate the fucking bricks.
Yeah, you really are. I'm the glue. You're the fucking...
He's a sledgehammer, but he's made out of rubber.
No, that sounds too cool.
He can't affect us. He's a rubber.
Don't name him cool things.
Okay. Yeah, is that a sound effect?
Yeah. Just
he's fucking Thor's hammer. Like. No.
What are we going to name him?
What's something that unbinds things?
Oh.
You are a letter opener, my friend.
The letter opener.
Damn, you guys are firing.
Opening letters for no reason. Trying to be your friend. Wow. Comes in late, shits all over my show, shits all over my staff.
You started this by talking shit on McCuskey.
Fire on a pedophile.
You're not doing my show this Thursday. I'm kicking you off.
Don't fucking break my heart, dude.
What's a pedophile?
Shut up.
Is that a pedestal for a pedophile?
It's a pitiful pedestal. Pedophile.
What is it?
I don't know, nigga.
Yeah. I love when you say it to me, because then it's almost like I didn't
say
it.
I'm done talking. All right. Me and Chan, I don't know if we're going to survive this. We've been having a
you think
bit
this
of a,
is our you think
this is the
is
breaking
it?
Point. I was inviting him in this show. What happened was we had a friendship. I invited
Damn,
him.
Where were you when I needed you yesterday?
I invited
2 days
him.
Ago. Last second, I needed you.
He invited me onto his podcast with 2 hours notice.
I said, dude,
please
I
come.
I need you.
Who'd you do the show with?
My friends Nate Marshall and Chris Cotton.
Love them.
Yeah,
they're
it was fun.
Comics.
It was a great show.
See?
Yes.
You're fine. You can't. I have a child. You can't just go, hey, dude, come do my podcast 2 hours notice.
You. Where were you?
Comes in late.
Broke my heart.
Disrespects the show. I invite him on a vacation.
I'm counting points. That's two. Vacation, three.
I invited him on a vacation with him and his fucking hot girl. So my girl and his girl could kiss on the beach.
Yeah, that's cool.
We could just drink fucking Red Stripes.
I agree with all this. This is all nice.
And then we take a left turn somewhere and Shane starts to fucking trash our show and put the bonfire on a pedestal.
That's four things. Four things, Shane, you did wrong.
We don't have a beef with the bonfire here, but there's something brewing, and it's not on our end. We're defensive, okay?
Really?
They have a fucking thing with us, and I've noticed it.
I love the bonfire.
Cut that out. Edit that. I mean that.
You know what? I'm going to put that on Shane also.
Yeah,
I love the bonfire.
That's Shane, and that's...
The bonfire is great, dude. They don't know how to talk about the issues, though. That's the issue.
You say they don't know how to talk about the issues?
Nope.
That's the issue.
They're very funny.
They're my friends. I would never trash them.
I'm not trashing them. No, this is not trashing them. This is naming facts. The grass is green. The sky is blue. The bonfire can't talk about the issues.
Like, I would never go on another podcast and trash any of you guys. That's just not how I do it.
You come on my podcast and trash me to my face.
To your face.
It's a nightmare.
That's how adults handle
shit. You're a fucking letter opener, and it's fucking terrifying.
I'd like to rewind the tape and see when this turned and who initiated the turn.
I would love to see. I think it was you, because I
think it was
you. Tweet at us. Let us know.
Somebody called in and said, yo, McCusker's the man, and you got upset.
No, first of all, I like Todd. I've
Maddie,
always said that.
Maddie would fucking lay you
and
out.
And then you
dude.
Do that. And then you do that.
I do.
I say, I like the guy.
Dude, the fucking
I
letter
like
opener.
The guy.
Trying to
and
open letters
out,
right
and then
now.
He fucking says,
tries to open letters.
Hold on, dude. I don't give a shit. This is a fucking certified letter, nigga.
Here's what we're doing.
This
I want to get
for your eyes.
Can we make merch pump letter openers that have Shane's dumb head on the end?
573 Gasline. We got another caller. 573 Gasline. You're on the Real Ass Podcast.
Yo, what up, what up?
I know
what up,
that Dad? Voice.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yo, Matt McCusker here, calling from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
I know
what?
That voice.
Oh, shit. Are you, are you related to
I
Todd
know
McCusker?
That voice.
Do you know Todd McCusker? Where is he?
Yo, you should hear the shit
up,
they're talking,
up?
Dude.
Yo, Maddie.
What they talking about?
He was like, Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast is not good enough. He's doing this whole thing where he's butthurt because we stayed in Philly.
Oh, here. Open more letters, you pussy.
Shit,
we tried to move you guys to the biggest city in the world. Amazon. Well, they pulled out. But Amazon was moving here. We were trying to pull
Amazon
the same...
pulled out when they found out Matt and Shane's wasn't coming here. Bezos was like, God damn. I'm jumping ship, too. The boys aren't coming?
That was the boys.
There's no way it's a sustainable business now.
Dude. This is crazy, man. I'm sorry to drag you into this.
Look, first of all, you didn't drag.
No, I mean, it's all good.
So
we got mudslinging on our name. We got to take care of it.
Yeah, dude. People are trying to talk shit on us.
McCusker, I'm not hating, man. Look, I know that you are a stand-up guy. I've heard good things about you in the book writing community. A lot of people told me that you're a pretty fucking tough guy and a pretty stand-up guy for somebody who writes books, okay? And I respect that. I've read a couple books. I actually switched to audiobooks recently, so you should consider that format.
McCusker?
I do, please. Don't insult me. I listen to audiobooks around the clock.
What do you say?
He listens to audiobooks around the clock, dude.
Fuck yeah, Doug. What age did you listen to your first audiobook?
I don't know.
29,
maybe 31, I don't know.
Smooth. I like it. All right. So, Maddie McCusker. We're not going
to. What do you guys got to talk about?
We're probably not going to fight. Me and you are not going to fight. I have another guy. He's a big black guy. It is more impressive for me to fight him. And to be honest with you, I don't even know what's going to be a tougher fight, but on the surface, if I beat up a big black guy, people are more impressed. If I beat up another, you know, twerpy white guy.
You think McCusker's twerpy?
I didn't say that.
You just did.
No.
I'm not fat enough to be in your weight class.
I'm going to fuck this guy up.
Dougie,
he would fuck you up.
But hold on.
He would
My boy Justin Silver.
Please get laid out.
Is ready to rock. Justin, would you fight Maddie
McCusker? Oh, my God, dude.
Justin, show me those hands. Show me those hands. Get up. Show me a little bit of.
McCusker obviously is not watching, but right now this guy's flexing and he thinks because he shaves his chest.
Show me a little shadow boxing. Show them what the fuck's up.
Nah,
come on, show them. Give me a little something.
Everybody knows my hands, please. Everybody knows my hands. I don't even have my headphones.
Matt, you can't see it, but he's wearing bracelets.
I'm wearing bracelets on.
Fuck him up, dude.
Those weight his arms down, so it makes it when they're not on his arms, he's faster.
He's got beads.
What are you yapping about?
Yes, he has the jewelry of a gay genie. Yes.
I don't even know who I'm talking to.
McCusker.
You should be in a mass grave while an SS officer takes out your fillings.
I don't know who Matt McCusker is, honestly.
Matt is a great comedian and writer and podcaster. He does a podcast with Shane called Matt and Shane Secret Podcast.
Oh, that Matt. Okay.
And, yeah, also, hey, what's up, buddy? Also, they were talking shit on SDI, dude.
What?
Yeah. Fucking Justin was talking shit on SDI.
What's
SDI? Like,
yeah,
that's
dude,
what this
talk
is.
Talk about family owned trash businesses, dude. That shit goes deep.
It's McCusker's family's trash company. Some of the best dumpsters in Philly, and you're sitting here with your. It's a Jew, dude.
So, McCusker, let me ask you.
He's a Jew. He's a Jew, and he's attacking me.
Hold on, we can't hear Matt, everyone. Matt, how much do you weigh again?
I think I'm like 180 right now.
Justin, how much do you weigh?
I'm lean, dude. I'm fucking
He's
totally lean.
Lean
170.
Right. Would you meet Justin at a catch weight 173?
I just felt the power, though. Justin's got a little.
What does he weigh? 180.
180. Would you meet Justin at a catch weight 173?
No, I don't want to fight. I want to train Lewis.
Justin, you just back down?
No, I don't want to fight. I want to train Lewis. I want to train. I want to fight. I'm done fighting.
Hold on. Shut up. He's talking. Hold on. What'd you say, Matt?
Your fucking squad is scared, dude. I don't even have to fight. I already won.
Wow, dog. He said our squad is scared. And you want to be a part of the squad, Justin. You're out here going, yeah, us, us, us. And then this guy's coming out and saying, fucking Legion of Skanks, all of our moms are whores. Look at his face, doggy.
Oh, he's handsome.
Yeah, that's an old pick, dude. He's ripped now.
Dude, he's trashing your mom, thick, doggy. Dude.
I'll fuck him.
Matt, he'll have sex with you.
Matt, I won't fight you, but I'll bend you over and fuck you. How does that sound?
I've never seen somebody back
you
down so
fight
quickly.
You gotta fight me before you do that, bro.
Look, he's ready. Yeah, I also like how Matt doesn't care. It's not even a bit for him. He's like, I'm going to fight Justin now. He's ready. Matt, will you be a part of our crew? I will give Philly Justin right now. You guys can have him. Bring Matt in. Because I respect Matt.
You want to make a trade right now?
I'll make a trade right now, doggy.
Fuck it, you got to toss in some more than that.
Lewis,
draft picks.
No. Harrington, too. You want me to take the fastest rising show on the Gas Digital Network to Philly? That's what you want? How the fucking... loyalty that I have to guess?
Who told you it was the fastest rising compared to Matt and Shane's, dude?
It's excuse me. Gas is the fastest rising fucking network. I'm on the fastest rising show on the fastest rising network. You would trade that?
You're coattailing.
Where's your loyalty, Lewis, to me?
I like how down he is. If I wanted to fight somebody, Matt McCusker would be right there by my side. He looks weak, but that's how you know he's tough. Because he's a
junkyard dog, dude.
It's almost like you see this, you're like, this is a boy. He's a boy. There's no way
dude,
he's tough.
Fucking pretty boy swag.
Hell yeah, don't you? I get it. I fucking get it. Those are the ones you have to watch out for more.
What kind of fight are we? We're boxing?
You do MMA rules,
MMA, bro.
Right?
I'm like, I don't know how to do. I don't know. How, I don't. I only. Neither does I only MMA. Know how to box.
Hold on, dude. Matt.
Yeah.
I'm just primarily a scrapper.
Okay.
So would you be willing to just box Justin? Would you be willing to just box Justin?
That's a dumb idea.
Would you be willing to just box Justin instead of MMA?
Oh, I'll box. I love boxing.
He loves boxing. Well, set it up, Justin.
See, you don't want this fight. Don't take this
I'm
fight.
Like, so,
dude, I'm blood sport. I'm going to dip my hands in glass.
He's talking about meth.
Weird movie is that? Where he puts the glove in.
Bloodsport. Yeah.
You don't want
it's not
this,
Bloodsport.
I think it is Bloodsport.
No, it's not. It's a Taipei death match. And it's from...
Kickboxer. American Kickboxer.
Kickboxer.
Maybe. Either way. Dude. Maddie, look, Maddie McCusker, thank you for calling
Whatever,
in.
Dude. They're dissecting your references because they're
bro.
Terrified.
Yo, Shane, stay strong, dude.
Thanks,
stay
dog.
Stay strong.
Shane's our baby.
I love you.
Fucking, you're in Gotham right now, dude.
I know. I'm stay just strong. Up here fighting all these fucking fruitcakes, dude.
I don't like the disrespect that he shows, but I respect it. I weirdly respect the disrespect that he shows me to my face. It's a different thing. Most people are terrified. Most people see me and they see the type of fucking monster that I am, and they go, well, I'm not going to deal with that shit. But Shane doesn't care. He's crazy. I like that. It's a little bit fucking wacky. He's out there. So.
Hell yeah.
Matt and Shane Secret Podcast available on iTunes, probably Compound Media one day or wherever else they decide to go. All right, thanks, Matt. Thank
you. Later, Matt.
Yeah. Another caller? All right, we'll do one more caller. 573-GASLINE. 573-GASLINE, you're on the Real Ass Podcast. What's up, man? Where are you calling from? What's your name? What do you got to ask?
Hey, man. Since love is in the air tonight, I had a question. Are you going to propose to Kim anytime soon?
I'm going to propose to Kim anytime soon. Would I announce it here on this fucking pod now to you? Would that
Shane
be the way I do it?
In the room?
Nobody's listening.
Oh, real ass dude of the week.
I like him. I like him. All right, thank you very much.
What up, boo?
Yo, what up, bro?
What up, baby boy?
What's up, dude?
Chilling, dog.
Hey, can you come to my wedding, Shane?
Such a commitment.
Yeah, when is
I like that. I do like this guy too. I like how brazen they are. They don't care.
When and where, dude? I'll be there.
Can you wear a sweatshirt?
Anything you fucking want, boo.
Hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah.
Damn, this is my podcast now. This is sick.
Wait, can I come to the wedding? I
want
to come to the wedding now.
Me too.
It's ridiculous.
There's no fights, Gomez.
Doggy, listen to me. I can't promise you that I'm not going to fight somebody at your wedding.
Fuck it, you're it. Let's do it.
Let's go, baby boy. Me and Shane will both go to your wedding. Dude, wedding crashers.
Wedding fight, dude.
Doggy, we'll dump our bitches right before that weekend, fuck some of his slut friends.
All right.
Hey, I'm down too.
Yo, I guarantee, listen, I'm listening to this guy's voice. His wife's friends are whores. Guaranteed. Right? Doggy, am I right or am I wrong?
I can't say yes or I can't say no.
Where is the wedding?
That means you say yes. Anybody
Yeah, where
knows
is the wedding at, brother?
Austin.
Austin.
Get some road dates.
I'm actually seeing Big J tonight.
Oh, shit. Nice.
Sweet.
Big J from the bonfire?
Big J from the motherfucking bonfire.
Oh, really?
Yes,
you're a bonfire.
Dude. Crackle,
hang
crackle,
up on this
dude.
Guy.
Crackle, crackle.
Hang up on this guy. Crackle, crackle. Yes, that's the sound of the reception that comes through on SiriusXM shitty airwaves.
Ooh. Oh, Lewis.
Bringing that heat. I don't fuck around. Nobody's safe. Thank you, Shannon. No one's safe. I have the same agent as Howard Stern. How am I? Do I not have a radio show? It drives me out of my mind.
What's this?
What? This is a
this
podcast.
Is good?
No, this
you
incredible.
Don't think this is good enough?
No, but we pitched a radio show with me, Tim Dillon, and Nick Mullen.
That would have been great. That would have been fucking great. All three of you are great.
They didn't bite. They didn't even really give us a solid response that they even fucking listened to the demo.
Yeah.
Maybe they watched Legion of Skanks. Maybe Sam Morrell's right.
Maybe.
You going to trade me to Philly?
Damn. He was willing to toss you away right away.
He's saying it right now to be cool, but he wouldn't.
I might. I mean,
I know Lewis to the heart. He never would.
Not for McCusker.
You wouldn't trade me.
Who else is out there?
There's no one else, dude.
There's no
McCusker's number one prospect in the fucking world.
In the league? He's the Edelman?
You've never seen anything
when
like
are you
this.
Moving to New York?
What?
When are you moving to New York?
He lives here.
You live here now?
Yeah.
I thought you still live out in Philly and travel in.
No, I live in Queens.
Oh. Oh, so why are you late this morning, you fucking jerk?
Lived in Queens?
No, I really thought you traveled in from like Jersey or Philly or
something. No.
Hey, he lives in Dan Soder's fucking sock drawer.
I live like a block away from Soder.
Oh, that's fine.
Of course you do.
Perfect. We go over there, we play video games, we talk about how fucking sick the bonfire is. It's real funny.
It's cool, man. Do you ever say, you guys ever say anything about the Real Ass Podcast?
No.
Hasn't come up.
You brought up once, Dan didn't know what it was.
Yeah, I just found out what it was, and this is like the third time I've done it.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do? It's not a good show. We're not the bonfire. We're no bonfire.
What are you looking at, dude?
Nothing. I'm just.
By the way, Justin would light up McCusker. His hand, it was just boxing. I think Justin would light him up.
I'm a very good boxer.
Yeah. I saw you shadow boxing. I'm a good boxer. I don't know. I think if you are a good boxer, I think that would be trouble for McCusker.
Does McCusker MMA, actually know how to box?
Slightly.
If you got a seasoned like high end Golden Gloves amateur, I would be like, yeah, that would person. But I've trained.
Oh no.
That would be it. I don't want to fight anymore. I'm like, seriously, I want to train.
Justin, stop acting like you came from the streets and you fought too hard to stop fighting.
No. I'm just saying.
I'm not going back.
I'm definitely not that. It was more athleticism than it was.
Yeah, this isn't fucking Chelsea Piers equal.
No, I would take a beating
this
from
is
a guy.
Fucking Philly trash.
I would
prince.
Take a beating from a dude who knew how to like just all out fight, but like in boxing as the sport of it, that's like a different thing.
But the other thing is, there's another side of it too, which is somebody that's willing to throw hands.
But here's what happens. But when they're boxing, that person, they're a mess, and they're a little.
Sometimes
they're wild and they're a mess, and they're like street fighting and boxing, and it's very easy to just sort of like ride
let them be sloppy.
That's not
the point I'm making. It's not just street fighting. Somebody that knows boxing a little bit, like I know how to box a little bit, right?
Right.
I don't know how to box as well as somebody, but I think that if I got into a fist fight with somebody that knew how to box,
yes,
I think I know how to box enough that it's not a foregone conclusion that the person that is a better boxer than me would just beat me in a stand up fight.
Let's say it like this, and this is it, you would beat me up,
guaranteed,
because you're so much bigger than me, right?
And tougher, more badass, more real ass.
Could be.
Less insecure.
But if you and I spar boxing,
yeah,
I'm gonna land a lot more than you.
Damn.
Yeah, because I'm a better boxer than you.
You're a better boxer, but I think I know enough in boxing that I would tune you up. In boxing.
No, I wouldn't tune him up.
This is actually a good point. In boxing I could hold my own with you enough. This is the point. Whereas I don't know how far off McCusker is for me than boxing.
Now, let me say this with all due respect to you, right? Because I love
we
you and I train you. We probably will spar when we have to train again for Jimmy.
No cameras.
But the other thing is I know all your tells now because I work with you. Mm. I know all your mistakes because I'm trying to correct them all the time.
Yeah, but this thing, you don't understand how good of a poker player I am. I'm letting you think that those are my tells.
Shut up, Louis.
Like I hold my cards backwards towards you. Or go, ooh! Oh, nothing.
Like I know how that right hangs out in the air a little bit too long. You do that sort of the parry jab, which is easy to knock down and come over. I know all your tells.
Yeah, because
I'm trying to fix them.
My shoulder was broken when we were training. Now my shoulder's back. I could fucking boom pop you right in your fucking nose, Jew.
We're gonna have to spar. We're gonna have to spar when we train you.
Damn.
So.
Will you let me know when you do that?
Yeah, you wanna come in?
Fuck
we gotta
yeah.
run.
Yeah.
We gotta run. Look, thank you for listening to the Real Ass Podcast today. I love you guys. If you're a fan of the network, every episode we've ever done, guestdigitalnetwork.com is the website. Use the promo code RAP. Get yourself a 14-day free trial. Every episode of Legion of Skanks, Real Ass Podcast, Believe You Me, Zach and Miko's Midnight Spook Show, the Justin Silver Hair Show, and more.
No, say the name of it.
No disrespect.
Fastest rising show on the Gas Digital
Network. And more.
Great show.
GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use that promo code RAP for a 14-day free trial. We will be back on Monday with a special State of the Podcast Network address with myself and Ralph Sutton. Thank you so much. Good night.
That's all, folks.